855-453. That's the Sinkle toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been discussing theism versus atheism this evening, and it seems to be going along swimmingly, so we'll continue as long as anybody wants to. But if you want to talk about something else, you're certainly welcome to do that. But think about shop.freetalklive.com when you're doing your online shopping. If you go to shop.freetalklive.com, you can find different links there for different Amazon websites. When you're doing your shopping at Amazon, yeah, think of Free Talk Live and, you know, make an extra click for us. It's shop.freetalklive.com. And let's, Stephanie, let's go right into the calls here. We've got...
Okay, do I get to respond to your Big Bang thing afterwards?
Well, you're in the last segment. Certainly you can, but okay. We'll have to reset at that point. We're sure. You know, 9 minutes away from that. So we'll go to Alex, calling from Maryville, Tennessee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I think part of the way that theism gets framed so many times is only the Abrahamic monotheism, as if that is the only religion on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the way Stephanie's been talking, you know, it gets the impression that all of her experiences with any kind of religion were basically, oh, if you don't believe in this, you're going to hell. And there's a myriad of different belief systems throughout the world where that doesn't crop up in it. It doesn't crop up in mine. And
does yours have a name, or is it sort of a vague spirituality?
Does mine have a name? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you want to share that with us?
Yes, I am. Well, one of the terms that gets thrown around is usually I don't usually call myself that is also true. It's a people would refer to it as a neo-pagan religion.
Right.
Okay. Well, actually, you know, I have
of a feminine form. Oftentimes, people will claim that Mary and or Isis Osatru came from Isis or vice versa. But Mary then
Osatru actually is an Icelandic. Form, which means true to the Aesir, the Norse gods, actually.
Sure.
Yeah, and actually, I want to just let you know, I mean, I don't really talk about this too much, but when I was sort of transitioning away from Judaism, which was what I was raised with, I got really interested in Wicca, and I started reading about that, and it makes sense, you know, it's like the oldest religion, and so I started...
The chicks involved, too.
There are, yeah. Very sexy.
By oldest, you mean it was created by Gerald Gardner in the 1930s,
Well, I don't know. They claimed that it's the old religion, that it's like paganism
is what they like to claim. I don't make any claims like that. All I claim is that I am part of a movement that is trying to reconstruct the best we can to our ability the old religion, our version of it, and it's not Wicca is very it draws from a lot from. I mean, you may have a ritual where you would invoke. Say Isis and the Japanese sun goddess in the same, which I don't. The thing basically it comes down to is that all cultures are basically the same in Wicca, which I don't necessarily believe that they all are.
Okay, so I mean, what? How do you reconcile
in the Dance of the Seven Veils by Tom Robbins is where I heard about this.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know it's not exactly the same thing as what I was reading about with Wicca, but the point that I wanted to make was that, you know, with Wicca, it was like nobody's told you were going to hell or anything like that, and that was an appeal to me at the beginning, but then I sort of realized, hey, this is all supernatural. There's no evidence that this could be real, and I don't think that it's true that you can cast spells and do things like that. And
many of the early versions of Christianity didn't send people to hell, didn't threaten hell with people either. I mean, oftentimes these things just weren't discussed.
Yeah.
The incorporation of Hades into the belief system, and certainly there are some stories. Jesus told the story of this apocryphal story of a guy who, a rich man who, you know, poor guy Lazarus puts wants water on his tongue and this kind of thing. So I mean, it's interesting, but a lot of these stories get stuck together. I mean, the Bible wasn't edited into its form in for like 300 years. So you know, I mean, there's these early forms of Christianity that existed that didn't believe about it at all. Alex,
it just it reminds me. I had the same kind of reaction to seeing the Bill Maher movie Religious, where he, you know, his basically his conclusion is religion is simply evil when he only looks at three religions.
And I thought that it was the meanest little bit of religious activism I'd ever seen.
I didn't like that movie, and I'm an atheist, and I didn't like it because he was really pretty cruel to certain people.
Yeah.
He would go into their churches and make fun of them and with his cameras, and it was just, I didn't like his approach at all.
Alex, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. So now
when I talk about atheism, I just kind of focus on, I don't know, maybe I'll bring the big three, I guess, monotheistic religions.
They do. It does cover a great deal of the people.
Right.
Beliefs.
And especially the people who are listening to this show, because we're in the, yep, in the U.S., and, you know, maybe if we were in China, it would be different. But
you're English-speaking. I mean, you have lots of English-speakers.
Okay, sure. Fair enough.
To the show.
But the common thread with all of these religious beliefs, whether it's a vague sort of New Age spirituality or it's an actual, you know, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, they all have elements of supernatural. You have to suspend your...
They certainly... Well, suspend?
Well, you have to sort of... No, you have to suspend your ideas about reality in order to accept these things. You have to suspend critical thinking. And
so that was the point that I was trying to make in the last segment regarding the Big Bang, is I have to suspend my ideas of reality and decision-making in order to believe in the current theory behind the Big Bang, and that is that all matter was in this super hot, super dense state where, if you could just imagine the sun shrank down to the size of a baseball,
it's hard to fathom
that it's millions of suns shrank down to the size of a baseball, and then all matter, all asteroids, all planets, all people, all whatever, and all over the universe is, what, 14 million years ago or something like that, they were in this hot, dense state that then exploded and threw galaxies every place, and,
yep,
you know, the Earth came to be in maybe, what, 3 billion years ago.
I can see why somebody would be skeptical of that, and of course there's no way to prove it, you know, I mean, you can do experiments that might replicate it or something
I would have to dedicate my life in order to prove or disprove this, and
that's not practical.
And that's
right?
How inaccessible science has become for the average individual. So this is one of the difficulties. If this is the truth, a higher level of faith for the average person to believe that story, all matter existed in the size of a baseball, than it is that there's some magic guy in the sky with a beard that talks down lightning bolt to bad people.
That it's faith, because faith is belief without evidence, right? And
but for the
according
average person,
to
there
physicists,
is no evidence.
Well, I mean, do you believe
to the preachers?
Yeah, sure. So you have to decide whether what somebody else claims is valid evidence.
That's faith.
No, faith is no evidence. I mean, why do you believe it?
I don't have any evidence.
Why do you believe anything? Because you can't directly study every single thing that you believe.
That's the truth. It absolutely is. And I would say that people generally in their life take information on authority. Authority means believing somebody because they're better or whatever. And, you know, I absolutely agree with you. You test theories and beliefs in your own life. You come up with whatever it is that you believe.
With scientists, there are multiple scientists, and each of them wants the glory and the fame. So they're kind of checking each other on their theories.
The scientific method, no doubt. But there's no way for them to really prove or disprove the Big Bang. They can come up with different competing theories, and it's all very interesting. If you're interested in it, I only want the very encapsulated stuff.
Well,
I'm not ready to
consume. That brings up an important question, though. Does it really, does it matter how we got here, or does it matter more?
I think it does in the discussion of whether or not there's a God, that there's two things that really matter. It matters that really what matters to people is what happens to me when I die,
and how should I live my life?
How did we get here? Not how they should live their life, because to me that's the weakest point behind religion.
You think?
How you live your life is the weak point behind religion.
But they've put so much emphasis on ethics and...
Because people choose... because they're scared.
Right.
The people that teach religion are scared. But I went to prison, and I spent 8 years of my life in prison, and I believe largely because I was not given a foundation that morality is good for morality's sake, but a foundation that morality is good because you'll go to hell if you don't.
Right.
Once I cease to believe in hell, then what... Katie, bar the door. I can do whatever I want. 855-450-3733.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 29th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 15.80.80. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.20.58, $8.10.29 for a half ounce, or $405.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.20.58, $8.10.29, and $405.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. This evening we've been basically batting around the ideas of atheism and theism. And
I was joking with Mark before the show that next we should talk about voting, and then we should talk about feminism after that.
It's all the things that get me riled up.
One is enough for a night. Maybe we'll do a series, Mark.
Indeed.
Next week, we'll tackle voting.
People want Mark to talk to Stephanie about. Oh, God. 855-450-3733.
This is really important, Mark. I think it's very important to talk about things like this. There are lots of people in the liberty movement who I hear say, oh, no, you know, it's totally fine. Religion and liberty can totally coexist. It's no big deal. We got to be welcoming to everybody. But, you know,
I think that.
You think that? Okay. Because I don't think they're compatible. And, of course, I wouldn't, like, hold it against any individual who is religious, but I do like to point it out that I think you can get a lot more freedom in your life by freeing yourself from supernatural ideas as well as, the idea of government.
I don't think that one has to have disempowering ideas around one's religion. There's all different...
Are they inherently disempowering, though?
What's that?
Any religious idea, even like the vague spirituality. It's like there's something higher than us. There's something greater than us. It's out of our hands.
There's something higher than you and greater than you. I mean, you could be washed away by a wave tomorrow.
But I don't believe that the wave is God. You know, is
indeed, but
is pulling the strings or is determining things about my life. You know, or
people
judging
more
me
and less who believe in God more and less believe, prescriptions are of that God, right? Like some people believe you have to live this way or that way, and it can be very disempowering on their lives.
Yeah.
I think that people can believe that essentially that they believe that there's this loving being out there that's, it's a good fella that made things. Yeah, I don't think that that's disempowering in any, to me, it's not disempowering in any way. And that's essentially the sum total of my religious belief.
You can get love from your wife and your kid and your friends, you know. Do you need an invisible friend to love you, too?
I don't need it. I just believe it.
Okay. Do you get comfort from that? Like, do you think it's scary to think that there might not be a God?
I don't.
Okay.
I think that a lot of people, a lot of atheists believe that there's the no God in foxholes statements.
No atheists in foxholes.
No atheists in foxholes. So therefore, the opposite of it is true: is that people who believe in God must be scared. And as a person who tends not to believe that God,
was that phrase, the fear of God.
That tends not to believe that God's very responsive to prayer because, you know, if simply because, he's not a short order cook, is what my belief is that if God has a plan, whatever that plan might be, it's well beyond whatever I might figure out for myself.
Oh, sure.
Or maybe he has no plan at all.
Well, the purpose
the guy who builds an ant farm doesn't have a plan for the ant farm.
The purpose of prayer, I think, is for the person, who's praying to feel comforted.
There's a lot of evidence for that it's really, it's very good for them from a alpha wave standpoint.
Well, and I've also heard evidence that say people who believe that somebody is praying for them and they have a terminal illness, like
it can be valuable.
They actually do a little bit worse because they believe, well, it's out of my hands. I don't have to try to stay alive. I don't have to keep that fighting spirit because it's out of my hands.
There was one large scale study that had to do with people who were being prayed for, people who weren't told they were prayed for, people that were told they were prayed for but weren't, and
yep.
People that were told they were prayed for but were told they were,
and
prayed,
were.
For, were prayed for.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember what the outcomes were, but it was kind of interesting.
There have been a lot of studies on this, and I don't know why people do these studies. It seems like it's fairly obvious. But
well, I think that there are a lot of atheists
never,
in the science community, and I think atheists generally
surprisingly,
a lot of times have axes to grind.
Not that many, because
it's
actually...
It's about 50-50, isn't it?
Okay, approximately... So general population in the U.S., there's approximately 15% of people who... aren't really religious, not necessarily atheists, but like don't go to church, don't really claim a religion or anything. Among scientists, about 50% are religious, but among the top scientists, like the Nobel Prize winners and stuff, only about 10% are religious.
So scientists are more likely to be religious than the average American? Is that what
no,
your point
scientists
is?
Are less likely.
Less likely than the average
less likely
American.
To be religious than the average.
The top level ones are very unlikely. Is that
right.
The claim?
Okay. Exactly.
Great. And I think that proves nothing because the scientists have come up with many theories. Now I mm-hmm. address the Big Bang Theory.
No, it doesn't prove anything. It's just, you asked how many, you asked if scientists were more likely to be atheists.
No, I said that scientists were more likely to be atheists.
Okay.
I guess I was proven by that statement. And that atheists are more likely to have axes to grind. And so that's why they would come up with these these questions.
Wouldn't liberal status be likely to have axes to grind, too?
Sure, but they don't do science.
Yeah, they do. I mean,
okay.
Liberalism and academia are tied together very
gotcha.
Closely.
I imagine it's a lot harder to prove statism works. But
there's nobody's trying to prove it doesn't work. I mean,
oh, yeah, they are. There's lots of think tanks out there that are spending their time doing that.
Yeah,
so I want to address the idea of the... I addressed Big Bang and saying that that's sort of a faith-based thing.
Before you go on about prayer, I wanted to share a funny quote that I like from Dan Savage. He said the nun... he's a sex advice columnist.
Okay.
Savage Love.
All right.
so he's an atheist, too, I guess. And he said that the Catholic nuns in his school when he was growing up used to tell him, all prayers are answered. Sometimes the answer is just no.
Yes. they're told the answer is no, yes, or not yet, is what I was taught. And, you know, that pretty much
covers everything,
really
tell
right?
that to you. Okay.
Yeah. So, you're going to get a bike. No, yes, or not yet. And I think that it's rather juvenile to spend your time praying for things from God. If he has some kind of plan, he is going to intervenes and all that kind of stuff. He's probably going to do that on his own. And you're coaxing. I don't know how much that does. But whatever. That's different people's theories are theirs. But so science has come up with this multidimensional theory too, that there are
talking about string theory.
I'm not sure what the term is. I think it's called multidimensional theory.
Okay.
This is the idea that there are dimensions, infinite number of dimensions, in which all kinds of different things happen. In one of these dimensions, you are 60 feet tall. You have curly red hair made of Twizzlers.
Mm-hmm.
You are wearing a yak skin coat, and I am a parakeet.
Awesome.
Okay, and you still find me strangely alluring in that universe, too. To suggest, when there are all these different universes
mm-hmm.
that have all these different possibilities in them, that a God is an impossibility seems kind of strange to me.
But what universe are we living in?
The one with a God, maybe. Or maybe not. We don't know. The universe where the God is very well hidden.
Okay, in this universe, it doesn't seem, based on everything we know, that there could be a God. The
so
idea
there's somebody
of a God
in the room
is...
or there's not somebody in the room? We were using an analogy early on in the show that to state that atheism was a positive belief system, in that if you and I were both standing in the room and I made the statement that somebody was in the room, that I was making a positive statement, and that also if you were saying that someone wasn't in the room, that you were also making a positive statement, which is that you were making a claim, positive making.
Okay, so I'll say there's no one in the room.
Right. So
and there's no evidence.
Kind of a ludicrous claim in a multidimensional. I don't even call it.
It's not like saying there's no one in the room. It's like saying it's like saying there's not a square circle in the room, because a square circle can't exist in the first place.
So God can't exist?
No, it's self-contradictory.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic. Or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Anderson.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the single toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. You're listening to the live Sunday edition with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But if you're an outdoors enthusiast, or you just want to, you know, have some gear in case the big one comes, you can get camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, everything, name brands, at the very best prices. I'm always impressed whenever I do some price comparisons with anything that I find at manventureoutpost.com. They've got the knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, tents, laser sights, tactical flashlights, all the kind of camping gear you need as far as cooking gear, outdoor apparel, fish finders, boating equipment, all of it. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and some prices are so low they can't even mention it on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com. Use coupon code FTL. So, Stephanie, in the last segment, you made a statement that God was self-contradictory. Was that the terminology used?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of went over it in the very first segment, but, you know, how
could... You must have slipped right past me. Us theists aren't as smart as you atheists, so you're just going to have to make it clear for me.
Oh, no, you're just as smart. You're very smart, Mark. But, you know, what I was saying is that how could you imagine something existing that has consciousness, but isn't like it is no isn't in one particular place? It's everywhere but nowhere. It's all loving, but yet there's evil that happens in the world.
I don't know that everybody necessarily makes a statement that God is all loving. There is the Malthaeist belief system, which is that if God is
God
then is evil.
Yeah, God exists and I hate him. That's the Malthaeist.
And I think that those people are frustrated Christians generally because mostly what they do to prove this is quote the Bible, and you know you can certainly make a reasonably good a good case that the God of the Old Testament is pretty uh, pretty pretty rough dude.
Yeah, jealous, angry God, right? Yeah. Isn't that what he says in the Bible?
Yeah, smoking mountain God.
Yeah, yeah.
They, you know, these
hurling lightning bolts at people, like you said.
And if you look at the gods of the time, nothing unusual going on there.
Yeah,
but whatever. I don't know that everybody considers him to be all loving, but I. If,
but that's a pretty common theme.
Supernatural
Outside of nature.
Indeed, outside of nature. That doesn't make it self-contradictory, it just makes it supernatural. And I think that, you know, so therefore the claim that God has no corporeal form necessarily, but has a consciousness, isn't really that incredible. I mean, if you believe in multi-dimensional universes, and as I understand it, you know, even... Like, those exist.
Why do you have to go all the way to the alternate multidimensional universe?
That's where God would exist, right?
To see where God is. I mean, we're living in...
ants, the guy sitting on the outside observing the ant farm is in a different universe, essentially. So, that's... to me, it's a fair analogy.
But
because he doesn't
people
have
don't just,
form here, right?
People don't just say that God is sitting back and observing. They often say that God is pulling the strings or is judging you. Or
say that God is just sitting back and observing. So, I mean, there's different... The problem with making arguments...
Then does that have any effect on how you live your life if you just think there's a God watching?
Not much. I mean, that's kind of... The early form of atheism really was deism. This belief system that was held by many of the founding fathers, interestingly, of this country, where many of them were deists. And this was the belief that God came, set the universe up, let it, like a clockmaker, made the
universe
function.
And then walked
away. I kind of like this, because I really do believe that the universe functions in a way that morality is rewarded and immorality is punished. I think that some people manage
to... Yeah, actions have consequences, sure.
I manage to use often morality... Some people will use immorality to their favor, but I think that it generally doesn't work. Then again, maybe I've just watched too many movies where the good guy wins.
I don't know. I think, yeah, oftentimes there is sort of hell to pay, I guess if you speak figuratively, you know, when you do something that hurts someone else, you know, in your own life. And it's hell on earth. It's not it's not afterlife. And the idea that you should suffer so much in this life because it doesn't really, it's the blink of an eye compared to eternity, you know, that...
Some people believe in suffering,
yeah.
No doubt, but not everybody believes in suffering. So, I mean, this is the difficulty that you have as the atheist in this discussion is, you know, you're trying to nail down the belief systems of theists, and they really run the gamut. There are Native Americans that believe that...
Well, and that's
a
tactic they use,
turtle.
Too, is moving the goalpost. You know, once you start to try to address, well, all people who have religious beliefs, they will say, you know, if you address one specific
more
belief,
than 5 billion of the people on the planet, right? So they aren't
sure.
Working in concert against you, I promise.
No, but I mean, often when
they're not out to get you, Stephanie.
Often when I talk to a person who has, especially one who espouses like a vague spiritual belief system, they'll, you know, you'll address one point and they'll say, well, that's not really what I mean by God. You'll say, well, God, it's impossible for God to exist because this contradicts itself. And they'll say, well, you know, but I'm not really talking about like a daddy God. I'm talking about God is everything. And then like you try to address that and then they say something else and definitions change and things get really murky. And I don't know. It's just like a fish that's slipping out of your grasp.
And I wonder to myself, why does anyone spend any time worrying about that? Because for me, what one's the only thing I'll argue with somebody about is, you know, on these issues is, do you believe in hell? Because
mm-hmm.
I consider the belief in hell to be aggression, and it's aggression upon the person whom it's being told.
Yeah.
Not necessarily by the person who is telling it, because that person may or may not believe it, but sort of this in this long run. Hell is this incredible tool to get people to believe what you want them to believe.
Yeah.
I can go on this, but we've got calls here. Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Covered a lot of what I had prepared, so I apologize if any of this sounds a little redundant. Between 0 and 1, there are infinite numbers.
That's
none of those numbers is a 2. Likewise, even if there are infinite alternate universes, that doesn't mean that anything that can be imagined is possible in any of them. That was just sort of an aside, because oftentimes people will bring up multidimensional theory and use that as part of an argument for saying, you know, in one of them a God could exist.
Yeah.
But the problem I have nowadays...
So is your claim then, Nick, is it a positive claim that God does not exist in any of the the many multiverses out there? The infinite number of multiverses? This is what I want from atheists. I want positive statements.
The problem I have nowadays with talk about God is that nobody has a consistent definition of God by which to measure that statement.
Okay.
As Stephanie said last segment, the idea of God is self-contradictory, but that's only true for most technical definitions you'll find for the term. In more colloquial definitions, you might say that humans are practically gods from the perspective of ants, and I'm surprised that you actually said something like that, Mark.
I think I did.
Yeah.
But I think that we are actually the larval form of a machine race.
But let's say that a strangely alluring one.
Mm. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry. We're flirting over you.
Let's say that we did discover someday that there was an extraterrestrial being with the power to manipulate the laws of reality as we understand them.
Okay.
Would you call that being God or just an extremely powerful extraterrestrial? Or
it's interesting. I guess God would be the title of the being that is most powerful. And since the being that is most powerful exists largely in people's minds, then I would say that probably not. That person wouldn't be God. They would just be like a Superman. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kick the legs out of your argument. Go ahead.
Wait, what?
A super being is only a super being. God's God.
Yeah.
Okay, but why? Because as far as I can tell, the question of God or not God is one of aesthetics. It's like asking the difference between magic and sufficiently advanced technology. It comes down to how one chooses to characterize sufficiently advanced displays of power.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's always God hiding in the thing that you can't explain, right? You know, people said, well, we don't know how the weather works. It must be magic. It must be God, right? But over time, we learned how those things work based on the science. So just because we can't explain something right now doesn't mean that God did it.
Nick, hold the line here. At this point, the only thing I'm sure of is that there's no time travel, because otherwise they would have come back and changed time. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Keeping an engine running clean and efficient is the best way to help maximize mileage, and regular oil changes are the best way to do it. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $21.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil for just a few dollars more. See store for restrictions and details. And for more gas saving tips, get to AutoZone today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Get in the zone.
Keeping an engine running clean and efficient is the best way to help maximize mileage, and regular oil changes are the best way to do it. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $21.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage oil for just a few dollars more. See store for restrictions and details. And for more gas saving tips, get to AutoZone today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. This evening we've been batting around atheism, theism, who's right, who's wrong. 855-450-3733.
Mark, I just want to let the listeners know that I still have room to accept Jesus Christ into my heart, you know, if he just knocks at the right door.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're in a parallel universe, by the way.
I see. This is the strangest thing. Agog here. I have no idea what to say.
No, totally kidding.
Gotcha.
About that.
Right.
Parallel universes, if you have to go there to look for God, well, that's kind of a stretch.
But there are parallel universes, right?
Really?
Well, that's as I understand the science community is telling me that. It's no farther fetched than that Big Bang theory, wherever all the matter exists in the size of a baseball and then goes kerfuffle.
All I know
is
the
universes.
There's one universe that I live in, and that's what I base my actions on.
I think that this is the strongest argument for sort of atheism, and I'm going to call it objectivism, because I think that there's a bit of a difference. This is the Ayn Randian kind of theory of philosophy, and I'm not saying that every atheist is an objectivist, but this belief that the world is the world is, and I'm going to operate as the world is, and I think that most people truly do this, whether or not they believe that they believe in some kind of supernatural being or not, that most of them operate in this fashion.
Yeah.
People that, you know, will accept sort of this objectivist idea simply are stating what is a true philosophy for them. So I think that that's the strongest argument, but it doesn't in any way say that there is no God. Let me tell you about Bitcoins. Bitcoins are mathematically impossible for them to be counterfeited or inflated. It's mathematically impossible for anyone, including governments or banking organizations, to block you from sending or receiving payments with bitcoins. There are no fees for sending and receiving payments for bitcoins. No one can freeze your account. They can't interfere with your account in any way. Your account is held on your computer and completely in your control. Bitcoins, in so many ways, mirror cash, the green stuff that you hold, if you're United States money, lots of other money, it's different colors. But they give you 100% complete control over your money. The difference between bitcoins and cash is somebody else can print that cash and you use it as money. Bitcoins, they can't print it. You can go to weusecoins.org, watch the short video there, find out about bitcoins. You need to find out about bitcoins because they're changing. In my opinion, they're going to change the world. They're the most important invention since the internet. It's bitcoins at weusecoins.org, and you can get them at bitinstant.com. BitInstant.com gives you the ability to go to more than 700 locations around the world, many of the United States, Walmarts, CVSs, you know, banking organizations, 7-Elevens, all kinds of different places, and just deposit money without completely anonymously and get some bitcoins. So it's bitinstant.com. Go check it out. We were speaking with Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you were talking about infinite universes, something? I don't know. Nick, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello? Okay. I fumbled over my words last segment. I didn't hear what you said when I asked, would we call this hypothetical extraterrestrial God or just a really powerful extraterrestrial? What was your answer again?
We'll call him whatever you want to call him. What do you want to call him?
Last segment, Mark, you said you would call it essentially just a powerful extraterrestrial,
I would
not
call it
a
powerful
God.
Extraterrestrial. I would not call it God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but why not? How would you know the difference?
I don't know how I would know the difference because I have a...
You know, when you see it, it's like pornography.
I have a mental picture of God, my God, as I understand who he is, and or who he or she, or, you know, there's no genitalia dangling beneath my God. But, I think it's gender.
Are there genitalia inside of it?
I don't think so. It doesn't really fit for me. I don't think it matters.
That's the other thing, you know, if God's people were made in God's image, why, you know, why does he want people to be circumcised?
He doesn't want people to be circumcised. And there's only one small segment of humanity that God supposedly ever told that to.
Hmm.
So, you know, that's your God over there.
I think it's silly. No, not
Jewish
mine.
Girl.
Yeah.
Not mine. I hear you're angry at him. Go ahead, Nick.
But no, my question is, what is the definitional distinction? What if I told you that God was just an extremely powerful extraterrestrial who lived on a higher plane of reality, and in that higher plane of reality, they have a superset of laws of physics by which he can or she can manipulate the laws of physics that we understand.
I think you can make a reasonably good argument for the statement that you're making, that that person or persons would be God or gods, and this perhaps mirrors the story of Christ coming to Earth and being killed by the masses.
So then I guess the question I have is, is the distinction between atheism and theism about whether or not such a being exists or how to characterize such a being? Because I could...
It's interesting.
Because I could imagine that I could meet such a being and still not consider that being to be God. I would consider them a part of nature, not supernatural. Because
I think
my
that the
opinion,
term... Okay, so,
nature
so,
is...
Go ahead.
What?
I was just going to say that I think that, as I stated before, I think that God, the terminology with the God is collapsed with creation of the universe and an afterlife. Like, these are the two threads that really sort of
because people want to answer those questions.
Those are the questions they want. Mm-hmm. That God is that the story told around those things.
So then, if this being created the universe that we know, that being would then deserve the term God.
Yes. I would say that that's true.
That's interesting. I've never heard that because usually, you know,
I am a super genius, Nick.
I have heard a lot of philosophy and theology courses, and they usually stay far away from that. You know, like the argument. Are you familiar with arguments like the argument that what do you call it? Where you need to have some first uncaused cause, and they define that as God.
Yes.
Hmm. Yes. Those are the arguments that I'm used to hearing.
I love getting these books, and I usually listen to audiobooks in my car and then yell at them as we're riding down the road. Cause I'm
that
cool
sounds
like
a really peaceful driver.
Because I'm fat like that. I mean, these are the kind of things that I say to them.
So then does this mean that in your mind, what makes a difference between whether you are a theist or an atheist is whether or not you believe that the universe was created by an outside intelligence, as opposed to the beginning of the universe as we know it being just, I don't
to
know
me,
why.
That's how I would define it, but I think that there are theists that would define it differently, that the universe created itself, that the universe itself is God, that these mindless pieces of rock are God. I don't believe that. Now, God may be somehow inside of these mindless pieces of rock, but to me, God is a consciousness, or a collection of consciousness. I'm not sure.
Hmm. Okay. So that gave me a lot of clarity. Yeah.
I wanted to bring something up. Did you hear about this guy who was a pastor and he was a snake handler? You know, one of these people who believes what it says in the Bible is the truly faithful can pick up a snake and if they get bit they won't die. Well, this guy was handling a snake in front of his congregation and he got bit and he said, "Take me to this woman's home to recover, not to the hospital," and he died. And his father had also died of the same thing, a snake bite. And, I mean, to me, that's the ultimate example of faith, you know, is believing, yeah, you know, expecting one result despite all the evidence, you know, that everything that he knows about the world. And so I just wanted to bring that up. I mean, because what we were talking about objective reality before, that most people live their lives based on what they can glean. Yeah, and he doesn't. Exactly. And so is that just what religion is? I mean, is it just going against all the evidence? Is it going, you know, against what you can observe?
According to that definition, I'm not sure that Mark is religious, because from what I understand, Mark's religious beliefs are informed by his experience.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to pick up any snakes anytime soon, I can tell you that.
Well, right, yeah, and most people wouldn't, even people who do consider themselves religious. So there is some element in there of them living their life sort of by thinking about it, you know, and not just accepting whatever they're told or what the Bible says.
This is your claim early on, and I think that it's a valid one. Nick, thank you for the call. I think it's a valid one that most people operate, and you were saying like atheists, I believe, and I don't know that that's necessarily true, but I'll use the terminology objectivists. Mm-hmm. That they look at the universe as the subjective reality, and that they look both ways before they cross the streets and that kind of thing, even though they are supposed to be living on faith. Absolutely true. But I think that it comes down to these two ideas: is where do you go when you die, and you know, there's this kind of idea that that matter is, that energy is never destroyed. Mm-hmm. So if my consciousness is an energy, and it's interesting to think of your consciousness as an energy. I don't know what it is, but if your consciousness is
collections
an energy,
of neurons in the brain firing together,
there's certainly electricity in the brain.
Sure.
Yeah, so is my consciousness energy?
Well, what happens to your dead relatives when they die? They go into the ground.
Hey, talk to me. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.